Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
If asked point blank, most of our audience would agree. Marriage and family are critical to the long-term survival of our nation. It's nothing new. Families have been key to the stability of nations for millennia. But if asked, most people would also agree that families are suffering. It's not something we can put our finger on. It's just something we can feel. Marriage is under attack, families are struggling to make ends meet, schools are underperforming, and previously immutable traits such as sex and gender are now up for grabs. So how do we begin to turn the tide back in the right direction? The first step is to get hard data. Feelings aren't good enough. There are several variations to the old quote, what gets measured gets improved, what gets measured gets done, what gets measured gets managed. No matter how you cut it, the key is measurement. A view shared by our friends at the Heritage Foundation, who just published their 2017 Index of Culture and Opportunity. Their goal is to evaluate a range of factors needed to sustain freedom and opportunity in America. Interestingly, each of these factors also has either a direct or indirect impact on the health of families. So, how are we doing? Are our feelings correct, or are we doing better or worse than we realize? Overall, our gut instincts are correct. The vast majority of the indicators are trending in the wrong direction, but there are some bright spots. Those that are predictably trending in the wrong direction are marriage rates, fertility rates, teen drug use, single-parent households, church attendance, and the unwed birth rate. Many of these are a direct result of the sexual revolution that began in the 60s, but some are more complicated. The decline in fertility rates seems to be a result of couples waiting until later to marry and married couples waiting until later to start their families. Along these same lines, it appears that the marriage rate is declining because couples are waiting longer before tying the knot. In 1970, the median age for men to marry was 23.2 years. By 2016, the median age rose to 29.5 years. For women, the median age was 20.8 in 1970 and rose to 27.4 by 2016. The reasons are varied, but the result is ultimately fewer marriages. On the bright side, we're seeing a commensurate decrease in the divorce rate, but the numbers still remain stubbornly high. The divorce rate peaked in 1980 at about 5.5 per 1,000 people and has since declined to roughly 3.5 per 1,000 people. Other bright spots include an increase in high school abstinence, a decrease in the number of abortions, a decrease in violent crime, and increases in education-related factors such as reading proficiency, charter school enrollment, private school choice participation, and high school graduation rates. Many of these feed off of one another, but for good or bad, they all affect the health and strength of the American family. At the Montana Family Foundation, we strive to craft public policy that strengthens families, and good public policy begins with solid data. For your copy of the 2017 Index of Culture and Opportunity, please go to the Heritage Foundation at heritage.org. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.